Our first three stories this week all relate to Norfolk hospitals. They are under heavy pressure at the moment, and the first story reminds Evening News readers of the alternatives to going directly to hospital when it isn't an emergency. The pressure on the hospitals is reflected in the recent slow speed of emergency responses by ambulances. If an ambulance is not available to take patients home, the hospital can hire a taxi. And the third story looks at the cost of these, which may seem high, but is in fact much lower than in some other areas. But first, the alternatives to going to A&E.
Hospital bosses are asking patients only to attend its A&E department if they need emergency help. James Paget University Hospital in Galston is experiencing high levels of demand following the Easter break and has seen an increase in patients with respiratory problems such as coughs and colds. Bosses are reminding the public there are other healthcare options available for non-urgent conditions or illnesses, and these include: if you're not sure which NHS service you need, call 111. An advisor will ask you questions to assess your symptoms and then give you the advice you need or direct you straight away to the best service for you in your area. Pharmacists are experts in many aspects of healthcare and can offer advice on a wide range of long-term conditions and common illnesses such as coughs, colds and stomach upsets. You don't need an appointment, and many have private consultation areas, so they are a good first port of call. Your pharmacist will say if you need further medical attention. Visitor walk-in centre, minor injuries unit or urgent care centre if you have a minor illness or injury, infections, vomiting, stomach aches, and it can't wait until your GP surgery is open. These services are open longer than office hours. You can also see your local GP. They can assess, treat and manage a whole range of health problems. They also provide health education, give vaccinations and carry out simple surgical procedures.
A senior manager has accused the Regent's Ambulance Trust of not providing a safe service as emergency response times sink to record lows. The manager, who has worked for the East of England Ambulance Service Trust for several years, said performance had never been so poor following a lack of planning for increased demand, and he issued a plea for external help from the NHS. New figures exclusively obtained by this newspaper shows the Trust reached just half of patients within the target time whose 999 call was categorised as the most serious, that's red one, during March in Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. A Trust spokesman said the ambulance service had experienced unprecedented levels of demand in recent months and that a recovery action plan was being drawn up with local NHS bosses. It comes as the Trust this week is inspected by the health watchdog, the Care Quality Commission, whose findings earlier this year resulted in the London Ambulance Trust being put into special measures. The manager, who did not wish to be named, accused the Trust of removing staff from their normal work to prepare for the inspection, but the Trust said this wasn't correct. A spokesman for the Trust said, "In March, we experienced a 24% increase in calls in Norfolk, 20% in Suffolk, and 27% increase in Cambridgeshire. We have increased staffing over the last 2 years, but have faced much higher demand, coupled with an increase in handover delays at acute hospitals."
A new analysis of spending by NHS trusts has revealed how much organisations locally and across England spend on taxis for their patients. The cost is for transferring patients by private taxi when they are too ill, frail or unable to travel to and from appointments by themselves, and a taxi may be paid for by the NHS if there is a shortage of patient transport services at the hospital. The figures from data supplied to the Health and Social Care Information Centre for 2014-15 show the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital spent £74,338, while the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust spent £70,573. These figures were dwarfed by the amounts spent by trusts in other parts of the country, including the North East Ambulance Service NHS Foundation Trust, which spent £722,000 on taxes as part of its service to the NHS hospitals, and South Tees Hospital NHS Foundation Trust, which spent £617,008. Jonathan Isaby of the Taxpayers Alliance said, "Authorities must do everything possible to make sure costs are kept down and come up with the most efficient method of transporting patients."